And if you remember about Wednesdays in the good old days, as we speak pre-pandemically, it was a time for theater. So let's make this a time for theater. I actually have a couple of theater things. Tomorrow we'll also have a theater interview. And then on Friday we'll have a symphony interview. But today we're going to spend some time with Spokane Children's Theater, which is opening its season of in-person shows. And so let us go to the Spokane Children's Theater, and we'll start with the executive director of that group, Doug Beshta. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Vern. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely, and I imagine you're a little bit more than excited to get a real theater with real people in and all of those things, right?
We are. Matilda got put on hold a year and a half ago, and most of the cast came back, and they've been dreaming about this. And so, we're super excited to be on stage Friday night and opening up our run.
And the quick overview is it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday for 3 weekends, Friday at 7 o'clock, and then Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock for each of the 9 regular public performances. I think I got that right, don't I?
You got that right, and actually the first 2 Friday nights are actually sold out, so we're really excited about that as well. We're really excited for the community support and people wanting to come out and be a part of live theater.
And then appropriately, as I'm doing with every performance venue, what are your set of precautions?
Well, we're following the mandates, and so right now everybody's required to wear a mask indoors. We do a much better job cleaning our facility than we've ever done before. We also had... we had NASA Tech air scrubbers installed into our HVAC systems, so the air is being sanitized and cleaned as it's being recycled. And one of the exemptions to the mandates is our performers just don't have to wear masks on stage, so they will be maskless, but everybody else needs to wear masks. And it's still close quarters, so we can't really social distance, but hopefully people that aren't feeling well, or if they're uncomfortable with that, they can stay home, take care of themselves, and come to a future show.
Okay. And then this is, as we just said, this is your first show of having people back in the theater. Give me a quick reminder of a few of the activities you did over the last year and a half.
Well, we hoped and prayed a lot, and things just kept getting moved back. The hardest thing was canceling all of our camps last summer. So we did some online classes. We also did some online performances where we started out in Zoom, and everybody was in different locations, and we did them live. We streamed them online live, and that was a lot of fun. And then we moved to where we could be in the theater with no audience, and so we had people in the theater on the stage doing some of the stuff, again, streaming it live, which was a lot of fun. And so it's because it's live. Mistakes are made, and adds a different dynamic to the whole show, knowing that people are actually watching you live. And then we started moving into partial audiences, and we did our teen show with an audience. But this is our real first show, and really excited about it.
Great. Doug Beshta, the executive director of Spokane Children's Theater. So that's kind of the overview. And now to the play itself, and specifically Matilda. So let's bring in Tanya Brownlee. Hello, Tanya.
Good morning, Vern.
And you are the director of this show. You're the person that for, over 2 years has had Matilda on the brain.
Oh, my goodness. Even before that, as soon as you get the script. Yeah, it feels really good to finally to finish that vision that we've all been working for so long.
And so through the suspension of it all, it was probably pretty tricky trying to figure out, because a children's theater, everybody doesn't stay the same. They get bigger, their voices change, they move away, they graduate, all of these things. Talk about the juggling of cast.
Oh, Vern, we are so blessed. We had an amazing cast to start with, and so it was definitely heartbreaking when everything hit and knowing that some of them can come back, but there's some miraculous stories in that too. We had one of the Gunner, who he plays Michael Wormwood, he actually ended up moving to Tri-Cities this summer, and they've been driving back every Thursday for rehearsals, and he's here all week because he still wanted to finish this out. We have another core kid, Sayla, who actually moved to California, and they flew her back for the next 2 months. Like, it just shows how important this was to so many people, and the emotions behind this for everybody are so heightened because we're invested in so much of it, and we've welcomed new people, and we're finally able to put it on the stage, and that's just a feeling that I don't think anyone's ever experienced for this long of a period.
Tanya Brownlee, who is the director of Matilda, which opens this Friday and runs for 3 weekends. And then we have a couple cast members available. And so, Dana Sitz, you are in that enviable role of Miss Honey, right?
Yes, hello.
Oh, Miss Honey. Okay, I will admit a bias. I've probably only seen the movie about 10 times or 12 or something like that. And I've also identified certain elementary teachers I know, as well as music teachers, as Miss Honeys. So tell me about inhabiting that person. Are you deep down Miss Honey, or did it improve your character?
Oh, goodness. I'm so grateful to be able to play Miss Honey. And I feel like I definitely have a lot in common with her. When I got the part, you know, I heard from a lot of people like, oh, you're going to be the perfect Miss Honey, which is so, 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 so nice. And so I think it's been really fun, like, diving into that part of my personality and kind of, you know, finding that piece that I have in common with Miss Honey. And then also, you know, she has a really troubled past too. And so, you know, working with that and, you know, how can I portray that on the stage has been very, very interesting.
You know, that I'm glad you bring that up, because while Miss Honey may seem to be just this, you know, too good to believe character, it's awfully nice when you have the whole person, isn't it, to portray?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wonderful. And then the relationship that she has with the other characters, like Maddie, who plays Matilda, just brings out her character in a whole nother way, too, and helps her develop into the character we see at the end of the show.
So that's Dana Sitz in the role of Miss Honey. And then you talk about, you as Miss Honey, talk about Matilda, don't you, in a song. Anything we need to know about this, or does the song This Little Girl explain it pretty well?
Oh, I think that definitely is a huge part of Miss Honey's journey, because, you know, she's going about her life and, you know, doing the best that she can. And then when she meets Matilda, this little girl really triggers, like, you know, I need to stand up and, you know, stand up for what's right. And that's the journey.
Well, let's hear the song as sung by Dana Sitz from Matilda, which opens this Friday.
Stop being pathetic, Jenny. Just get on your feet, Jenny. You are going to march in there and give them a piece of your mind. Leave it alone, Jenny. The more that you try, the more you'll just look like a fool. This is not your problem. You've not got the spine. You are a teacher, just go back to school. But this little girl, this miracle, she seems not to know that she's special at home. And what sort of teacher would I be if I
Dana sits as Miss Honey singing the song, This Little Girl. So let's go to this little girl who is also waiting on the line, and that is in the character of Matilda. It's Madeline Brownlee. Hello, Madeline.
Hello.
And so kind of the same question everybody asks, but we got to keep asking it. How has it been to survive waiting 2 years to do this? I know it's a hard question, but, you know, just has it been really hard to wait?
I have trouble hearing, so I can't really hear you that well.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'll be very clear. Just tell me about waiting to get back on stage and be Miss Honey. Were you able to hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels really fun because I get to do it after 2 years of waiting. And when I found out that I was Matilda, I was so excited. I was so excited because then, I was just happy. But then when COVID started, I just cried because we had to postpone it, and I thought we were going to cancel it. So it was like tears of happiness and sadness, kind of. So, yeah. Sorry, I don't think this makes any sense.
No, I hope you can hear me clearly. It makes a lot of sense. And it probably, in the end, gives you a deeper feeling for the sides of Matilda, doesn't it?
Can you repeat that question again?
Yes. That Matilda also has happiness and sadness. So isn't that just right?
Yeah. Like, she has her happiness and she has her sadness. Yeah.
And, let's hear this song. We're going to hear the song that you sing because it describes a little bit more about the sides of Matilda. So this is Madeline Brownlee singing the song called Naughty.
Jack Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Say they say, subsequent fall was enough trouble. They never stood a chance, they were written that way. Anderson, victims of their story. Like Romeo and Juliet, 'twas written in the stars before they even met. That love and fight and a touch of stupidity robbed them of the hype of living happily. The endings are often a little bit gory. You wonder why they didn't just change their story. We're told we have to do it, we are told, but surely. Sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty. Just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it on the chin and wear it, nothing will change. Even if you're told you can do a lot, you mustn't let a little thing like little stop you. If you sit around and let them get on top of you, might as well be saying you think that it's okay, and that's not right. And if it's not right, you have to put it right. Platinum blonde header, extra strong, combative reach of children. Oil of violet's hair dye for men. Yep. With the slip of a bolt, there's a tiny revolt. Seat of a war in a creek
soul can begin. The flap of a wing, the tiniest of mind packs the mightiest sting every day. Starts with the tick of a clock, all escapes. Starts with the click of a lock. If you're stuck in your story and want to get out, you don't have to fight, you don't have to shout. Cause if you're told you can do a lot, you mustn't let a little thing like that'll stop you. If you sit around and let them get on top, you won't try to think. Just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to win and bear it. If you're always hyped on the chin and rub it, you might as well be saying you think that it's okay.
A little bit naughty. The song Naughty, sung by the character Matilda, played by Madeline Brownlee. Let's go back to the director, Tanya Brownlee, for a couple of more things about this show. It's Spokane Children's Theater, which opens this Friday, Saturday, Sunday for 3 weekends. The first two Friday nights are sold out. Friday nights are 7 o'clock and Saturdays and Sundays are 2. Got a couple of kind of backstage questions for you, Tanya. One is that we were just hearing the songs with the recorded track. Is that the way you're doing the show?
No, we are singing live.
Okay, and so, no, well, I mean, of course, you're singing live, but is it is your accompaniment then the recorded accompaniment?
Oh, yes, sorry. Yeah. Yes, they are tracks.
And talk about the pros and cons of that when you're doing theater with kids.
Well, the nice thing about a live orchestra is that they can kind of keep the timing with you, but these kids and the actors, they have to get their timing exactly right, otherwise they're off, and we can't really rewind and just play the same line every, you know, multiple times for them to catch up.
But then the virtue, talk about the virtues of it.
The benefit of it, though, is that means they can practice at home, and they can know what to expect when they're on the stage.
And then there's another thing. I'm not going to make you tell me how, but but the issue of Matilda is that Matilda has special powers. And so for you, the director, is that kind of tricky? How, you know, you don't have computer models and fancy movie set things to use to create the illusion of special powers on stage?
Well, I will be completely honest with you, Vern. It is not just me. I have an amazing, amazing team all over the place. And there are a lot of creative minds that have helped us accomplish all these magical tricks that you'll see. And you're, like you said, I'm not going to give anything away.
Of course. So, but it does have those special effects. So, yes, the theater technical people love the challenge, I know. And then one last question, that in addition to the 9 public performances, you have a couple daytime performances in a few weeks. Talk about that evolution.
Oh, we do. We actually have some school day shows, and that is on the 20th of October. There, I believe, is still some openings. We have a lot of homeschool families that have been able to join us because schools aren't necessarily able to come yet. But they would just need to call the box office and talk to Doug, and he'll let them know what's available.
So they are public shows for whoever is available for those 2 daytime performances.
You would have to ask Doug that clarifying question.
Okay, then you can do that. And, well, Doug, are you still on the other line?
Yeah, I'm still here, Vern.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the attendance at those 2 Wednesday daytime shows.
Our Wednesday shows are school days, and our main goal with those shows is to for schools to be able to take field trips and come see. For most of them, it's their first exposure ever to live theater. And so one of the things I tell our cast, the only goal that we have in doing those shows is to inspire those young actors and actresses that they can see that there are kids just like them who are on stage doing something amazing. And hopefully they'll be a future actor or actress on stage. So we do two shows. We do one at 10 a.m. and we do 12:30 p.m. The public schools right now aren't buses and field trips and stuff. They have a little bit more logistics they have to work out and stuff. But the homeschool community has grown quite a bit in the last year and a half. And so we have a lot of homeschool groups coming in. And so, yeah, we like those. We do have some seats available. So there's some homeschool groups or some. We also have done adult provider homes that have brought older adults and seniors in to come watch those shows during those times, too. We accommodate them as well.
Okay, but it's decidedly very much aimed toward young people in the audience.
It very much is, yeah, yes. Yeah. It's our goal, like I said, is to inspire those young actors and actresses.
Okay. So Doug Beshta, the executive director of Spokane Children's Theater earlier, Tanya Brownlee, the director of the show. And then we also heard from two of the cast members, Madeline, who was having trouble hearing the questions, and that's too bad because Madeline is very together, and we certainly heard that in her singing. Then also Dana sits as Miss Honey. And so thanks to the four of you. This show, which opens with a sold-out performance this Friday, Spokane Children's Theater, will go out hearing just a little bit of the sound of the whole cast of the in a larger chorus work of this show. So thanks to everybody. Let's hear a little bit of Bruce. The sound of the chorus involved of the entire cast there on stage of the show Madeline, including a few spoken words at the end with Evan Sperry, who plays Bruce in the show. Okay, that is Spokane Children's Theater and their opening, which they are doing this Friday at 7 o'clock at their theater, which is just north of Illinois Avenue, on Spokane's northeast side.